begin the current daf and stuff the way the zard of samach aleph. Begin the mit aleph. Begin the toys master. Begin the word the gemara hasum the kaazam and name. There he's continuously going, which pisha koin. That's what Rashi explains. Shahilechem eskalgal kol shah. It continues to roll. He rolls it at all times. Like deishu magalgal oy merid labar by him rolling it and taking it all the way down to the pit. So when he does it not in anger, loy, then no, it's not going to be okay. The chashin de managa, because we're concerned that maybe he touched, even if it was unintentional. It sounds like Rashi writes a line. What Rashi wants to say is the magla v'kechavim that. The touching of a non-Jew, shalei b'kavana, unintentionally, ad deidav achiv, something else, would be us, b'shti, would be forbidden to drink. Here, when they validated in his anger, because he wasn't holding in his hand. It's because close to the pit, he threw it. Still, shalei b'chamasa, aser, not in anger, would be forbidden, even though, when we just compared before, the zrika of b'zav, the Gemara previously had said, that whatever is by b'zav, and so if the zav threw its tar, kiven shusam achichmir bayayin. Yeah, but still, since he's doing it close to it, it was stringent by one dimanago because maybe he touched it. P'chim perish Rashbam shem Rashi. That's what Rashbam explains in Rashi. B'cholik bin zarek mekenegda, and he differentiates between throwing from close lazarek lemerachik when you throw from a distance. But says Taisa miu leitachem, but this is not possible because bishas like we had previously explained, which is in daf nun zayin the maschul. And even more than that, enough from the Testament base at the end of the Maschal Mahu, that the wording, the Kazim Nemene, doesn't sound like the way Rashi says. To the next test, Maschal Tez begins the words, the Gemara Matar, Yenish Leb Dikacham. Someone that purifies the wine of a non Jew, we have all these different halachas of our Mishnah in this Sugya. Pesh Rashi B'madur Basr. Tez quotes Rashi from the second version. Kogoin Shekosabloi, we're talking about, for example, where the non Jew writes to him, Miskabalti, where I really got paid. So essentially, we consider it as the wine of a Jew. Like we learned in the Sefer. And therefore, the Sefer Perusha Deresha. It comes out, the Sefer is really explaining the Resha. We're talking about a house that opens up into the public domain. And if it's a city where there's Jews and non Jews, mutrids can be permitted, even though there's no key or seal in the hand of a Jew. Now, even though the Gemara and the Braisa be'inon be'yenisha Yisrael, we need by the Jews wine b'chatzah acheres, and another courtyard she'en Yisrael dar b'yisa chatzah, that where the Jew does not live in that courtyard maftech b'chayisam, that it should have a seal and a key. Hachashan here it's different. Kibin shepesach b'soch l'shatzuram, since it's opens up the house opens up to the public domain be'ishu kulev dikachavim, where it's a city that's all non-Jews, it's aser. Ve'af b'pesach b'suach, and even when it's open there. Since there's no key and there's no seal. In other words, what Taisa is saying is that, yeah, that there's a difference between the cases over here, because here, since it's Pesach, 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 so the non-Jew is going to be concerned from the Jew that lives there in the city, even if, and he's not going to touch, even without a key. Now, that's the same, but if it's a city that's all non-Jews, then it's going to be forbidden, even if it's Pesach, 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 because the Jew does not have a key. Says it's Vikash Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam asks, "Heicha parcha b'Gemara?" How's the Gemara ask? Ikar roichlin, but there are peddlers and magzim bayaris. What do you mean? Even if the Jews not there, but there are peddlers that go around in the cities. What do you mean? What do the peddlers know? Sheyiru hayayin bebeis rov kachavim. That they're going to see the wine in the house of the non-Jew. Belem of tech b'chesim without the Jew having a seal and a key. Shushal Yisrael, that to know that it's a Jew's. Sheyiru b'kachav mehem. That the non-Jew should be afraid of them, of the peddlers. You can't compare it to a city where there's Jews and non-Jews living over there. Shita Rashi Khan, Rashi permits over here, Af Balim of Tech Bahisim Ibn out of the seal in the key, because the Hasim Yari of Kachab, because there the non-Jew is afraid. Shema Ace Israel Amal Israel Madarm Sham, because maybe the Jew who it tells the Jews who do live over there, lost his label yain to pay attention to his wine. Avrachim Ivrim Lafisha. But peddlers just happen to pass by temporarily. Mayod, what do they know? Void moreover, Shemadama Ashba b'diklo, that there's a comparison between the garbage dump and the palm tree l'pesach b'suach to the doors being open to the rishus ram. Chimas vori zu. What type of logic is this? Sheinicha b'kachavim liga b'yayin shu etzloi B'limavtech v'chesim, that the non-Jew is going to leave from touching the one that's buying modarni ki by the Jew, miyiras mikra, from a situation of suddenly, she'esh of Yisrael hador be'ir, that it happens to be a Jew who lives in the town, ala ashpa, is going to go on the garbage, and mayola, ala dekla, go on the palm tree. It's not the same thing. One is always people, and here is a one-time thing. But more of the mind of Hashem Gemara, this is the Gemara explained to the town, the Kamalir B'Shem Elazar. Even in the city that's all non-Jews, if you put into some other non-Jews house, not that non-Jews, mutter is permitted because some other non-Jews, he'll be afraid. There's a great wonder. Since the Jew doesn't have any key, maybe the one who was deposited by will do a libation. Because don't say that the one who was deposited by is afraid of the seller, that he might make some type of accusation on him. What is the seller kir if the one who was deposited by does a libation? But more of a ma'achad, the ma'arav of kuchavim, shekasalais kebalti, since told me by a night of worshiper that writes, I already see payment. Now, if that's the case, ma'achilik yishbein of kuchavim zeh, so what does it make a difference if it's this non-Jew, of kuchav ma'achad, to some other non-Jew? And that is, afil bi'ara ma'icher, a yenisha Yisrael, who even in the hand of the cell, it's still the Jew's wine. So what's the difference between the two cases? Void kasha, another difficulty is, the Gitani is safe, in fact, the safe says, va'alo kaisav, and he writes, oh, his kebalti, I received it. Chal deresha la ba'achimari, sounds like the resha is not told like this, not like the Rashi Madur Basra says that the Sefer is explaining the resha. So the kinyan leben hatam, that rather appears to be in tam l'ham mishnah seinu, to explain our mishnah, but yesh mavtech b'chesim, that actually there is a seal in the key. V'chim perish Rashi b'perish mishnah, that's what Rashi explains in the first interpretations, his first version. U'b'loi kos loyav b'kuchah miskabalti, and the Jew did not write, and the non-Jew did not say, I received it. So in the city where non-Jews and Jews live, opens up to the street, even though it's the non-Jew's wine, it's permitted. He didn't write his kabbalah. It's the non-Jew's wine, still permitted. Since there's a key that he has. Because now the non-Jew's afraid that maybe a Jew's going to see him putting the effort in Mizayif and trying to change the lock. The Yagli Yisrael, and he's going to tell the Jew, Shatiyadoi, that's trying to make a kosher run of his wine, the Yavsid, Lamechayan, is going to cause a loss to the seller of his wine. It's not similar to when the non-Jew that's found on the side of the pit of the cistern of the wine, the Asirna, that we said it's forbidden, when he has an outstanding loan against the Jew. Since the Jew does not have any seal or key, so he relies on this Yuchel Nasri that he'll be able to do a quick libation before any person sees him. Unlike what we're saying, that there is a seal, which it's a huge effort to break open and change it. The Hashda Nicha, now it also makes sense. The Af Be'ir Shekuleb Kechavim, that even the city which the old idol worshippers, since the Jew has a key or a seal, Haylon Lahatir, we should have permitted Mishum Reichel because of the peddler. What do you mean they're going to see him? They don't know anything. Yeah, they can see Tereach, they can see some non Jew putting the effort in Mazayev and he's trying to forge the lock. You think they can understand? Shall Yisrael, must be a Jew's wine. So he's afraid from a place, like one of the other questions, like where there's a garbage dump on palm tree, just like Pesach Besuach. And Blasi Nami Shapir, now it also makes sense, Lamanda Sharbi Gemara, according to one that says, is permitted in the Gemara, when Shehevkid Bevesa Vikachavim Acher, when it was deposited by another non-Jew. Yilich Hashim LeGemlin, if we're not concerned for like paying kickbacks, Bevesa Vikachavim Acher, because by a different non-Jew's house, Havayin Shal Yisrael, it's the Jew's wine, because that non-Jew doesn't have anything outstanding against the wine. And since the Jew has a key, to be concerned that maybe the one who is deposited by will put in the effort of Mizayif and will try to forge it. Even by a city where it's all non-Jews, you could say it's permitted. This is how we say in the rest of the Gemara, a Jew's wine, in the possession of a non-Jew, he sold derbachotz acheres, and the Jew lives in another court. Jemut is permitted. V'huishesh mevtech v'chaisim, as long as the Jew has a key. V'chotz acheres, and another court. V'kiir shekula v'kachavim is like I said. It's all non-Jews. Kimi chayim pesach besul, which is rabim, since it doesn't open up into the street. V'kiir shekula v'kachavim asa. In the city, that's all non-Jews forbidden. V'apishesh mevtech v'chaisim yod. Even if the Jew has a key. And it's not going to help that it's opened up to the street. Like the Gemara explains, that has doors in the bulb, that a shein rechem leiven derechshem, that even peddlers can come up with their shle yergishu, that they won't be able to sense the kimish lekasav eskevalta, because since the non-Jew did not say I received payment, can yenish avik chavim, it's considered non-Jewish wine. B'chintan b'gemar, that's what we learned in the brayis in the gemar, the yenish avik chavim. If you have non-Jewish wine, the non-Jews wine, the yisrael dar b'chatz acheres, and the Jew lives in another courtyard, also kol mitzvah forbidden the court to everyone. Ap b'shish mepetech v'chayim, even though there's a key. Now, if he says, I receive, considered a Jewish wine, therefore, when he has a key, it's permitted. But you're right, like we said, this version of Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam holds, but without a key, it's not going to be permitted. Because, given that it's since it's in the possession of a non Jew, the Bekalian is where it's easy for him to do a Nisach. And it's not similar to the case when we find him at the side of the cistern, Shertarnu, that we permitted Be'inloi Milval Yain when he doesn't have any loan on the wine. Because there you have two things working in favor. Yenish Yisrael, it's Jewish wine. The B'shus Yisrael, it's in the Jew's possession. The B'shus Yisrael Mayel, because the Jew's possession is effective, like the case of having a key. That's why the Gemara previously brought a proof, Mehach, from this, because the previous like we had previously explained, because they are similar. Now, where the Jew lives in that courtyard where the wine is placed, it doesn't make a difference if it's considered the Jew's wine or the non-Jew's wine. Sure, it's permitted. Even without the Jew having a key, like Rabbi Yechon says to one who's teaching the Baisa, to say, even though the Jew does not have a key, because when the Jew lives in that courtyard, it's considered like as if there's a guardian there. The saga be yitzav nichnas. It's enough just even if it comes in goods. Kidnana gadon in a shemit tzorach liyus yeshem meshamid. The shemit doesn't have to sit there and protect the whole time. Afishu yitzav nichnas v'chol. It's enough because he's coming and going. That's what the Jew is in that same courtyard. This is the time we begin to say heich nachich me'vastein. How do you prove from our mission to do yitzav nichnas saga like a tchila? That when he's coming and going, it's enough initially af below meftech b'chesim yirnau deki. We explain that it's somewhere where he does have a key. As we explained according to this version, Parakam of the Chulin and the Fugim of Marav Maisila Lahataf Leketchila. They want to bring it to permit even initially because the Kapar Chasim the Gemara asks, but the Yitzav Nichnas Leketchila Loi what and if it's coming going initially not what number Chulin Mishnah Ein Hashem Mitzarech B'Chul Ar Mishnah Marahi Zu. What do you mean? What's the proof from our Mishnah? Shani Hachir Yitzav Mishesh Mavtech B'Chais. Not just enough that Hashem is coming going. He also has a key. B'Yishlamar Di Gzeis Dacha Berushay. We're saying is like this. B'Ir Shekul Ebi Kachavim Aser. When you have a city that's all non-Jews, forbidden, af b'yesh mafteich b'chaisim, even when there is a key. And that's at sheyesh mishamer, until he's sitting there and he's protecting. V'lom mefarish, on that, they explain that in Hashem mitzarech b'chulu, el afili yitzi v'nichnes, which the Bach says, pirish. Now that the hashm, the kula of the kachavim asin, now that when the all non-Jews, forbidden, af b'yesh mafteich b'chaisim, even when there is a key, Havik Tony, this where he says Ashiyesh Meshamer, that until he sits and protects, is Bechol Gam to come in all cases. Av Be'im Avtech Lachaz, even without a key. But Lama Farsh, that's on that. So we explain in Hashem Bechol that is the Av Be'etz of Nichnas Mutter, that even when he's coming going to the Av Be'im Avtech Lachaz, even when there is no key. In other words, basically what he's saying is that you have to, what the Mishnah is saying is by a city that's all non-Jews forbidden even when there is a key until he's Yesh Misham. Then it's for sure permitted in all situations even without a key because it's a Shmir. And then it explains that when the Yitzv Nichnas, that's a Yesh Misham, that's permitted in all situations even without a key. Now, Shaz Taisis, Metech Shehamed Rabbeinu Tam Kudash Maiten, since Rabbeinu Tam explains the whole sugi by Mefetech B'chaisim when there's a key, B'fulu Hachi, and even so Metar Yenish Abdikachavim, when he's purifying the wine of the non-Jew, B'shus Abdikachavim, In the possession of a non-Jew, in the city, as all non-Jews, us is forbidden. Because he didn't say I received. So initially, Rabbein Tam wanted to forbid these wines that the non-Jews buy from the Jews, and they take it from a cheaper place to the more expensive place. Even though they seal it, a seal within a seal. Where it's a barrel full with these ornamental locks, the shulayim kfulim mitzadze, and the bottoms are doubled over from this side and that side. Why? Because the hot's none. Because we learned hamatari in the sabik kachav mukula our mishnah v'yishakula b'kachav maaser. So that's all non-Jews forbidden. Like we're saying, even though there's a key, Now, we came like Rabbi Elazar, the Shabbat Chayz Mechad. Since we hold like Rabbi Elazar, it's not with one seal. So, in long lechalik mechayz mechal lechayz mechal lechayz mechal lechayz mechal. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no difference one seal or two seals. So that when we do say it's forbidden with one seal, it's forbidden with two seals. So that would sound like here we were saying it's forbidden, should be even with two seals. But afterwards, subsequently, Rabbi Tam found a reason to permit. Specifically, our Mishnah, where the Jew is doing a kosher run of the non-Jew's wine. That the non-Jew took him in his vineyard, and he didn't have to put in any effort. But you have a bakal, and if it's very easy for him to forge it, because it came easy, go, come, easy go. So if we're concerned, but in the case of Rabbein the time, since he goes through all the effort, he buys him from a Jew. And then he puts it a seal within the seal, and he carries the stock to make profit, to take it somewhere far away to sell for a higher price. We don't have to be concerned that he's going to go through the effort and make a forgery, because he's going to lose out his whole effort. It's based on relying on this heter that Rabbein the time drank wine, Shuba me al Syria. That they came from Algeria, in such a situation. So it says also lengthy regarding this idea of sending wine through non-Jews, like El Perkim Avid, Neflam and Avman Avdim, Maschad Ome, and over there in the Maschad Shalev, where if it's Chesim to Chesim, or if he sees it afterwards, like what the halach is going to be in those types of situations. Next is Maschad begin the words, Gemara Ivakir Reichlin. Which Chase is bothered, and that's what he's addressing. He says, "Well, Avgav Dekon is Ezra, even though what Ezra was Masakin, but become the Pebez and Alf. Lohisa Elishiab Ba'arg Ben Yisrael. The whole point was to go to only cities where there are Jewish women. Shleis Gana Baleim, that they shouldn't be disgraced on their husbands. If they allowed the peddlers, yeah, but Lafidarkim Hayerim Sham in the normal way, they go from town to town. They never they even pass. Even the city, that's all non-Jews." It says the beginning of the and the window is like open to the street. Which prays according to Lashon Hakohen Rashi, the second interpretation, he says, if you have a Jewish house's window that's pesuch connected pesach abayis, that's open opposite the house where the wine is, that's okay. Now, if the house where the wine is there is locked, the lekel mecher shekanes boi v'kochavim, that you don't be concerned that. That the non-Jew is going to go in, and even if it's open, you don't have to be concerned that he's going to enter over there and lock it behind himself. The mirtas, because he's afraid. You're from the Jew who lives right there, that the window opens to it. Because since the non-Jew doesn't live over there in the house of the wine, so therefore he's afraid to go in and lock the door. Now, but that's specifically during the daytime, but at night time would be forbidden, because that's the norm to lock it, and therefore, and then we would be afraid. And that wouldn't be a shmirah.